Hamish, thank you for joining the Space Show. You wrote a book a number of years ago called Tracking Apollo to the Moon. Could you tell us a little bit about the origin of that and its general storyline?
Yes. At the time, many, many books were coming out all about Apollo, and there were a lot of them were just a few black pictures and the black and whites in the middle, and nobody mentioned the tracking stations, and nobody mentioned Australia or Honeysuckle. And so I thought, well, it's straight, so I thought I'd bring out an Australian book. So I started to write this book, and then I couldn't get anybody to publish it. There was money and that sort of thing involved in it. And then the people in London, Springer, said they saw it, said it's a fantastic book, we'll publish it, but get rid of a lot of the Australian stuff, make it an international book. And so I then wrote it, and then I asked a lot of things to be done to it. I wanted the pictures bled to the edge because space has no framing, and I wanted colour throughout, and they did all that, and they finished up with a beautiful book which was published in 2001.
Fantastic. And I understand a number of prominent individuals have expressed interest in and appreciation for the book. You mentioned
Neil Armstrong refers to it in his biography, and Buzz Aldrin wanted 5 copies for his personal use, and on the web has been classed as one of the 3 best books ever written on Apollo.
Fantastic. Is there any plans to update it in the future, republish it, publish it online? Or
I have plans, but I'm not sure about the publishers. In fact, there's even vague talk that somebody else might do, but at the moment there are no plans. But maybe the 50th anniversary might stir things along.
Right. We're actually here at the 40th anniversary in 2009, and tell us about your experience in that and how it's been to see old friends and colleagues.
Oh, it's been wonderful. I've been catching up with people I haven't seen for many years, some of them even 40 years ago. The 4 days have been fantastic. We've been kept on the run pretty well the whole time. I've been meeting people and seeing people and doing things. And yesterday at the in the big party, I thought it was extremely well done with a very good MC, a lot of good effects.
Right. Now, I understand you're still actively contributing to the recording of history, and you're involved with Colin McKellar's honeysucklecreek.net website.
That's correct. I'm writing up all the missions, including the deep space missions, because we went deep space after Apollo. And I've actually sat there and tracked Helios and Voyager and Viking and Pioneer, and all those stories are on the website as well, plus a lot of short stories. I was a station photographer, and most of the pictures are my photographs from those days.
Right, and tell me, what are your thoughts on the movie The Dish? Were you involved in that at all?
I wasn't involved in it. Everybody quotes it was a great movie, but the facts weren't very accurate.
Right.
And I would have liked to have seen something about Honeysuckle, having done that first step. But that's about all. Otherwise, it was a great movie.
Sure. Now, I understand that you went out as part of this reunion out to the Honeysuckle Creek site. Tell me about what's there now.
Well, I was up there when the buildings were still up, and the vandals had got at it, and it was a bit sad. And then, of course, the building came down. And now the ACT government has put up what they call steel bollards with photographs and pictures and details of what happened. And then on 2 days ago, we put in a time capsule, which includes a paperback of my book. And I was also involved in the plaque. We put a plaque to acknowledge the people who worked there during Apollo 11.
Well, thank you, Hamish. I appreciate the time. And thanks again for letting us be part of your celebration and to have spent time with you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.